Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. And just like that, baby, the Jersey World Report is back and ready for business, man. Look, man, I appreciate everyone that's been supporting just this thing of ours, man, since we've been back, man. Of course, Couples on Court is the thing that pays the bills around here. The Jersey World Report, we just, you know, goofing off, having fun, you know, on a Tuesday night, man. We're taking over Tuesday night once again. But this time it's going to be something different, man. And this is kind of what I envisioned the Jersey World Report being, man. Me just kind of introducing most of you to people that I know that I find to be very interesting people, or VIPs, if you will. So I'm very, very blessed and privileged to have been able to land this guy, being able to catch up with this brother. He's none other than... fitness guru, celebrity designer Prep Curry, man. He's going to be joining the program in a minute or two. And we're going to get it in, man. Hope everyone's been having a great week so far. I mean, the week's just getting underway, you know what I'm saying? It's Tuesday, you know, we're getting a hump day tomorrow and all of that. But, man, just excited, man. Just really excited to be back on air, man. We tried to do Couples on Court the other night, man, and Blog Talk wasn't being cooperative, man. You know, that's what happens with computers, man. Sometimes they malfunction, but it's all good, man. We on there for the next 57 minutes, man, and we are going to get it in. Got a great show lined up for you today. Of course, I already mentioned, man, my special guest this evening being one Prep Curry, celebrity designer, fitness guru, my main man. Going to be awesome, man, talking to that brother, man. I got some questions I want to ask him, man. I want to kind of pick his brain. But, man, you want to get in there with us, man, you know what to do. 646-668-2546. We are talking Bernie Sands. I think we're going to talk some Walking Dead, too, man. Noop, like myself, is a big Walking Dead fan. So we're going to talk some Walking Dead probably later on in the show to close things out, man. My man is from Memphis, man, so of course I'm going to ask him the top five things that he loves about being from Memphis, living in Memphis, or what have you, you know, and being away from it for a while. You know, he's actually been living out here in L.A. for the last year, so I wonder what he misses about the old M-Town. So we'll get into it with Prep, man, about this, that, and the third. Man, I'm just fortunate, man. I'm just blessed. I mean, had a great week, you know what I mean? The wife and I were able to kind of get away and, you know, go up the state, if you will, and kind of chill in NoCal, as they call it, Northern California, man, up by the bay, getting it in, man, just kind of cooling out. The weather was perfect, you know, so it's fantastic, man. It's fantastic, man. This is the Jersey World Report, man. Life, sports, fashion, pop culture, fitness, we talking it all, man. If you want to get in there with me, man, you know what to do. 646-668-2546. I'm going to get my special guest in here sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's going to be sooner, man. I think it's going to be sooner. And this gentleman, man, to most people, don't need an introduction at all. Okay, so I'm going to get my mans on in here, man. It's my man, the Prepster, as I like to call him, man. Prep Curry in the building. What's up, brother?
What's going on?
Man, Noop, you know, we just hanging out, baby. Yeah, Noop, I got you, baby. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
There it is. That's what's up, man. Well, we going to get it in, man. You know, we out here kind of enjoying some beautiful weather. You know, a lot of our people in the Midwestern, Mid-South region not enjoying the same. So we're sorry, guys. We're sorry. Not really. Sorry, not sorry. But
right,
good,
right,
man.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know. Yeah, you know, being real with you, but prep, man, you know, we just got to bring you into play, man. We got to introduce you to the public, man. Is there anything that you'd like the general public to know about yourself, man? I introduced you as a celebrity designer, fitness guru, blase, blase. But, you know, what would you like to add to that, my good brother?
I'm to the people that's listening, how you doing? My name is Prep Curry, but I really don't like to, of course, and you know me, brother. I don't like to really talk about myself like that in a
my
way
man.
That it sounds
my
to
man.
Be, you know, gloating or anything. But I'm just a person that just loves natural, raw art, and I'm an artist, and I do. I feel like I do great work in my artistry, dealing with the fashion as well as the fitness, and the martial arts, the painting, the dancing, and all of the things of sorts of such. With the arts, that's what I do, and that's what Prep Curry stands for, and just the positivity of art. That's really all of it is, brother.
My man, for the love of art, man, for the love of art, I think you really hit it on the nail, Noof. You really do a lot of things, man. You wear a lot of hats, no pun intended. We'll get into the fashion part of what you do heavily, but yeah, man, I mean, you know, I didn't have enough taglines to really pop all the stuff that you do, man. I mean, of
hey,
the
man,
different
hey.
Things that you're involved in, what do you think you connect with the most?
I honestly will feel like I connect the most with, well, I know we had this conversation before, and I'm happy that you brought me onto your show to bring this up. I really
My
put
man.
All of them in the same, put it in the same category, because it all actually ties into betterment of yourself. When you think about fitness, when you think about fashion, when you think about your healthy food, all of those things actually go into the same thing of positivity, of you just being a better person. So it really all still ties into the same. I really can't actually just say which one would be my greatest one, because all of them just really have something so deep to me, but I probably would lean so much toward fashion if you made me just say one particular thing.
I got you, Big Noof, and I could feel that too, man. I guess you connect with each one in a different way, and it brings you a different joy, a different gratification, man. So that's
sure,
definitely
sure.
a blessing, man, to be a jack of all trades. No, oh, pardon me, an ace of all trades, an ace of all
hey,
trades.
Hey,
you know?
You feel me?
Yeah, and yo to the noobs worldwide, man. Of course,
yo.
You got Big Money in the building. You got Zombie
Big Money
in the building, man.
What it do?
That's how we get down, man. That's how we get down, man. You know, and it's going down like that, man. If you want to get in on the line with us, man, 646-668-2546, man. Special guest for the evening is none other than the incomparable Prep Curry. So Prep, let's get into what we want to talk about, man, with you specifically, man. And you know, your fashion is it speaks for itself. People know what's up with you. You've been out here for a minute now, and people are really starting to get it. You know what I mean? That you're starting to turn certain heads, brother. How does that feel? How does that really feel to turn the type of heads that you've been turning lately?
Oh, man, it feels great. In September of this year, it'll be 7 years that I've been at this. So it feels amazing to see people at this point actually, you know, request me or to even, I mean, anytime that you get in orders, honestly, anybody that's actually ordering your clothing, ordering your business, or just patronizing your business, that itself, you know, that's just a great thing. That's a great feeling. So to even come behind it to say that I'm turning heads, man, that feeling is really just something that you can't even fathom as a person, because you're the person that people are actually patronizing. So for a humble person as myself, man, just to know that nobody has to do this and people are doing it out of the kindness of their hearts, dude, it's an amazing feeling, bro. It's an amazing feeling.
So,
like, I'm so thankful that I left Memphis to do this, to be honest.
You know what, brother? And that leads me to my next question. Like, what would you tell any entrepreneurs that are waiting to pull the trigger on a big move? You know, that was a big move for you, man. Moving from Memphis to LA, not knowing a lot of people. You know, you had some family, but, you know, that situation didn't really work out. And, you know, just talk about that transition, man, from Memphis to LA. And what were some of the bigger things that you had to deal with coming from the fishbowl, this Memphis, to the aquarium, LA?
Well, the great thing about it is the maturity of the separation. You got to think about where you grow up. That is always, it's like a pacifier, because you're used to that. That pacifier is protecting your mouth from actually getting something that's in it, or you actually chewing on something else. You're only being able to actually chew on that one specific thing, which is a pacifier. Memphis, and I'm not trying to actually downplay my city, but Memphis was a pacifier for me, because it was small. It was a small actual place that I could only actually bite just a little bit, which was that, in which it only had to give. Now, when I jumped out here, man, that was going from like a pacifier to a doggone whale ship that you're trying to bite on, man. Like, this is a huge place, man. It's hard. So the maturity level of knowing that I had to really move my feet fast. And the great thing about California, it's acceptive, and it allows you to move your feet fast. So the great thing that I would tell people about even just not coming to California, but just to leave from where you are, take those training wheels off, man, because that's where you were born and raised. You're used to that. That's the norm. Like, you can't go your whole life actually living it. I'm like, dude, I'm so happy that I left to actually live somewhere else now, to see the world in a different perspective. Where you live at, dude, that's all you know. Everybody know you. They know everything about you. Not to run away from problems, but if you can leave and actually create a better life for yourself by changing bad habits that you already want to change, you're not around those habits anymore because you're gone. You go somewhere else, you create the lifestyle that you've been wanting to do. So I would tell every entrepreneur, yes, if you really want to do something, leave your comfort zone. Leave that city. Your growth will definitely come very fast once you leave, because your pacification is actually, man, just ripped from under your feet. Nobody can pacify you. You don't have your parents. You don't have your family. You don't have your cousins. You don't have your friends. That's all that you grew up with. You can't run to any one of those houses at any given time. You're out here all alone. You're struggling on your own. You're fighting this fight on your own. But guess what? When you start thinking about it, because you're by yourself, you have so much time to think about it. Man, that's when the wheels get to turning. And that's when you actually put your back to the wall and say, no, I ain't going home. I left home for a reason. And that's when it happened for you. I don't want to stay on that topic for a long time, but you know I will, though.
Look, Noob, that was keto, man, and that was love, man. But look, brother, let's talk about your style. Let's talk about what you represent and what you bring to the table fashion-wise, man. Like, if someone were to ask you, like, Prep Curry, what is your style? What does your style embody? What would you tell them?
Man, my style embodies how I feel each and every day. I don't have a specific style, because everybody, if you see my page right now to the viewers, if you go to Instagram
Prep Curry,
you look at it right now, you're going to see different flavors, different feels, and different textures, because your body is honestly, it's a painting, right? Now check it. Just follow what I'm saying. Your body is a canvas. You are showing a person every day how you actually feel. If you're dressed in one specific way every day, you're telling that person, dude, you're a basic. And this is no disrespect, because everybody isn't into fashion, for sure. But we have to think about how we actually feel every day. And truly, we all dress differently. My style is just, man, I would say eclectic. I definitely would say funky, man. I will dial it down, but I'm still going to actually be doing my own thing. So I really don't have a specific style. It's just, I would say that's just me. And I don't like I don't like to say that either, because that sounds cocky. But at this point in my life, man, I noticed that I can't even really care about what someone like takes and with my words, because they're always gonna flip your words to be something negative anyway. So that's gonna come regardless. But my actions and of course my persona will of course show that I'm not that. But I try to word my words differently. But man, I just like to be me, man. I dress differently every day because I'm a designer, so I never like to make the same things. Like, I made it a mandate for the last 2 years to make something for myself by every weekend. Every weekend, I need to have something new for myself that was different from what I made last week. So I challenged myself to make sure that I don't have a specific style, because I don't want to be an artist that actually puts out the same painting every day. That's how you don't actually grow. And no disrespect to a lot of the manufacturers or the designers of the world up to now, but a lot of them have been doing the same things for so long. Now, of course, it has made them millions, but if they never actually been innovative and came up with something new, even though it was still the same, they wouldn't be current today. But I'm the type of person, I'm trying to show creativity of every day. I mean, it's like a fashion overload. So I don't have a specific style. It's just because I want to actually show people that you can be whoever you are, because I don't dress people like me. I would dress people like them to still bring out more in them. I don't want anybody to actually walk around looking exactly like me, of course. But, I mean, nobody's going to really wear exactly what I wear, because everything that you specifically wear that's different is naturally made for your body frame. So I know my body frame wouldn't work with some other people, and I know some other people's body frames wouldn't work with me. So we all really can't wear the same thing. So I don't know. I really don't really say I have a style. I'm just
I got you, big
stylish guy.
Style is your style. I got you.
I see that, man.
Because I'm thinking, man. Like, you know, everyone has like their signature. You know what I mean? Like, so and so has this. So and so has that. Do you think you have a signature at this particular point in time?
A signature, as in just like that's a specific thing that I would do.
Not really, like a signature as far as, like, I'm trying to think, man. Like, you can look at a Versace shirt and you can tell it's a Versace shirt.
Right,
you can look at a Gucci sweater, you can tell it's a Gucci sweater. I'm trying to say is Prep Curry has a signature, like, thing.
Well, yeah. Oh, man, that's for sure. Now, I'm going to go with the floral base. Like, I'm a floral guy, and this is because I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel when it comes down to the fashion for a man, because these are things that, quote unquote, men don't supposed to do. So my actual style, I mean, my stamp would probably be their floral, just because, like I said, it's that rebellion. Yes, I'm a heterosexual male that loves floral, because everybody's saying that we can't do it. But guess what?
Right.
And this is not to be cocky, and it's not saying this to you, Newt, but I would say this to another guy. You might not like it, but your girl love it.
No doubt.
And that's
no doubt.
The thing that a man has to show. I'm showing that flair for guys to say, like, man, look, I can be like dope as I want to be in this floral, in this whatever print, because it's dope, and not because I have to actually look around and see if anybody thinks that I'm a homosexual. Like, it's not always wrapped around that. So I want to actually, you know, bring. And I'm not saying that floral hasn't been done. It's just I do it different, you know. Like, that's
you
myself,
do,
no. and I put
you
it.
Do.
I put it in a lot of different things. So I might put it in my lining of a jacket. I might put it in.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I don't know. It might be something, but it's gonna have some funk to it, man. I even might print some shirts and might customize some floral pieces and put on the shirt. So, you know, it's. I like to get funky, man. I like to get funky.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Prep Curry on the line with your boy, man. Jersey World Report is going down, man. We got about 40 minutes left in the show. 646-668-2546. If you want
to
get in there with us, man. You got some questions for Prep, man. Line them up. Let's get it popping. But look, man, speaking of funky, man, you know, and I got to thinking about this, right? I'm thinking about your clothes. I'm thinking about, you know, your flavor. And I got to thinking, I'm like, man, which era really reps prep the best? Is it like the 60s, the 70s, or the 80s? So I wanted to ask you, brother, what do you think your style best represents? Which era, I guess, does your style best represent?
Man, it would have to go with the 70s, that funkadelic time frame.
Yeah.
Man, that good 70s funk, that head bobbing where you know you got to wear your pants up. You really want to wear yourself to be showing your physique off. That's that prep stamp right there, man. That flair of the 70s, man. That funkadelic, dude.
I got you.
I love that.
I feel it.
Like, I even love to still watch those type of shows with the different colors and the Afrocentric type of power. You know, it's a lot of that time frame was wrapped around energy, and I'm an energy person, not that Scientology stuff. I don't believe in that.
Right,
I believe
right.
in
right,
I love
right.
to say Jesus Christ. But I'm a person
Amen.
That should speak about what you give to people, as in your energy, what they give off. When you come in a room cheerful, you know, that's what you're gonna get back. And the 70s was a lot of that, man. It was just
right.
man, just the funk, the love. So it's that type of time frame. I think I would, man, I would have murdered that time frame with my style, bro.
Peace and love, baby. Peace and love.
No doubt, man.
Jersey
no
World
doubt.
Report, man, with my man Prep Curry, man. The noose in the building, man. Get your yo's up. Yo's up. But look, man, let's talk fashion influences, man. Like you said, you've been doing this for bread and meat for 7 years, man. Who are some of the biggest fashion influences on yourself?
Man,
just
of
give
course,
me three.
Farnsworth.
Yeah,
Farnsworth
yeah.
all day.
Talk
Big
to me
Bro
about
Fun.
Farnsworth, man. Talk to me about that relationship, man. How did that happen?
Man, dude, that came from me, honestly, seeking his brother. I actually seeked him out, man, for probably like 5-6 years, brother. I tried
wow.
to get in contact with him on every platform that he had. Anytime he posted anything, I was sending him an email or a message letting him know, like, dude, I really look up to you. I thank you for being the person that you are, because he actually was one of the people that showed me that the way that my mother always wanted me to dress was okay.
Right.
And because he was a spokesperson for that. You know, he came out in the time frame when jerseys and baggy clothes were really, really popular. He had a bow tie
right.
on with some suspenders and an umbrella. And I was like,
right.
dang, this is stuff that my mom want me to wear to this day. So I connected with him on another level. And when he actually responded finally, you know, after years of me messaging him, he responded and gave me his email address. And we conducted business. And I actually brought him to Memphis for a fashion show that I had, man.
That's
and
dope.
At that point, he took me on his wing and told me that he'll be my mentor. So he gave me his phone number, and at that point I was like, okay, I know I can be anything that I want to be, because this guy that I've been monitoring my whole life, looking up to, actually said that he believes in me and he'll mentor me. So, Big Bro, I know you're probably not on, but if you are on, I love you, man. I call you, or you call me, I appreciate you. So, man, yeah, he's a big influence, brother. Huge influence.
No doubt. No doubt. And I know you mentioned Three Stacks as being a guy that you get a lot of flavor
man,
from as well.
Definitely Three Stacks. He is all now, you know, he's definitely in that 70s era for sure.
I feel that.
He's always been a daredevil with his fashion. And
yes,
I'm a daredevil.
He's always
life,
pushed
so
the envelope.
Yes, sir. And that's how you gotta do it. Fashion is about that. It shouldn't be in the limits when it comes to fashion. And those two people right there, they have definitely showed me that, man. They have showed me that you can be whoever you want to be and just be that guy and be accepted in what you want to be and how you feel like dressing. And, dude, don't care if anybody look at you any different way. Now, the third
Let's
person,
go.
I'm going to go and jump into it, is going to have to be my boy LeBron.
Okay.
LeBron James, dog. Just because of his stature. For him to be, what, 6'9", 6'8", 280 something pounds or something?
About 6'9", 2'7". Yeah, yeah, he's pretty big.
Regardless, that's a big guy. For him to actually dress the way that he does, and he never actually looks, like, faulted with it. It says a lot, because he has to have a different mindset for fashion as well. And now with him versus Farnsworth and as well as Three Stacks, now he probably is getting styled by people. True enough, maybe. But on his day-to-day process, for him to actually wear it the certain way that he does with his size, like, that's huge. And I know him personally, I would definitely work with him, like, man, quickly. And not just because it's LeBron, but just because of his stature. Like, the thing with it comes to fashion, you pick the people that you know will kill your clothes when they put it on. You know, that's what it really is about. And for him, man, I know, like, he would make my clothes look like butter. Like, dude, it would sell for a gazillion dollars just because he has it on with his size. And like I said, not because it's LeBron, but if I found a model that was that size, man, and he put it on, dude, that would sell, bro. That would sell.
No doubt. No doubt, no doubt. Jersey World Report, man, getting it in with my man Prep Curry, 646-668-2546, if you want to get in there with us while we live. If you're running us back on podcast, man, we definitely appreciate the love, man. Ear Hustlers Network in the building. You can check them out on SoundCloud, iTunes, the whole thing, man. We getting it in, man. We definitely appreciate the love. But look, man, you mentioned working with Bron and how you love to work with him, man. Let me hear them top 10 people you like to work with in the future, man. You know, your Prep Curry wish list, if you will.
My wish list. All right, man. You know I know it off top. I would definitely, of course, LeBron is number one. I've already said why. And we definitely going to go with number two. And, you know, my last name is Curry. I definitely would love to work with Steph. But, of course, people always ask when they say, what's your last name? I say Curry. Oh, like Steph? And my joke is, I wish, and I think he is a different cousin. But that's a joke. Now, my father was adopted, so we're not actually related to any Currys. But it will be cool. Yeah. And the reason why I would definitely love to work with Steph, man, is because of his mindset as an individual. Like, he is on a huge platform, and he loves to actually broadcast his Christian walk. That is huge.
Amen.
Because anytime that you do anything like that, man, you know you're going to go on a lot of scrutiny. Everybody is going to actually criticize and put you on the ridicule of anything that you do that's not of quote-unquote God that they say. So for him, man, I really appreciate him on another level. I definitely love to work with him. Man, number three, Odell freaking Beckham Jr., bro.
Yeah, I can see that.
And you know, like I say, I'm a rebellious type person. He's a rebel.
Yeah.
And his style, come on, man. That man a photo shoot with that dude, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. He murdered. He
that was
people are running this back right now. Like, if you were watching the little slideshow and you seeing the stuff my man Prep got on in the slideshow, you understand what we're talking about. So Odell, if this podcast falls on your ears, brother, you need to get with my man Prep Curry, man.
You need to put my stuff on, man. For real.
Instagram
@
Prep_Curry. You know what I'm talking about. On Facebook Prep Curry. You know what I'm saying? Look, it's going down, man. But look, man, let's last question. Keep it going, Pimp. Keep it going.
Okay. Number four would be Usher. Just because, man, he has flavor of himself. For like the last 3 years, I've been trying to get something in his hands, actually. But it always falls. It never falls through. But it's all good. I know it's going to happen. This is my wish list. Now, number five, T.I., man. T.I., just because of his struggle, where he come from. Like, I actually have a lot of his background, not too much of the selling dope part, but the street part, growing up in Memphis in the hood. I do know a lot about the street life because I actually tried my best to be so much in the street life, running behind my cousins. And my parents, you know, they moved us out of the hood because they knew that I was a hothead. So I know how I feel, T.I. You feel what I'm saying? I definitely would like to work with him on another level. Number six, I'm going to throw her out there because, good Lord, you know, I still make dresses and I make all women clothes too. So I would have to say number six would be Sanaa Lathan, brother. Like, that woman is grace, man. I would make
she
a dress
really
like, dude, so like incredible for her. Seriously. Number seven, though, my all-time most favorite artist, Chris Brown, man.
Okay.
Right, because he's a jack of all trades as well, and a lot of his things are things that I do. I just don't sing.
Right. That's true, man. You dance, you know what I'm saying? And he'll be rocking all the lids you be making be.
You feel me? And he's into fashion at this point. I'm totally, of course, into fashion. He's into gymnastics, martial arts, as well as myself. So a lot of the things that, man, he really do, you know, me and him actually got a lot in common. Now, I'm going to meet him. And that's soon. He's actually on my list of people that I'm trying to get in contact with right now, actually. And I definitely going to put some clothes on that, brother. That's for sure. That's going to be soon. Number eight.
I can see
coming.
That.
Oh, it's
okay.
Coming, brother. I'm speaking it. I know Chris Brown.
My man.
But Common will be number eight. And because, man, he's a soulful dude. And I feel like, man, I would make that man like, and you know, he bright skinned, dog, with a beard. So, you know, me and him, of course, man. You know, even though I'm growing my hair back out right now, but he bald head, man. He bald head, bright skinned with a beard. I got a connection
with him. No doubt.
So, you know, number nine, talk about, like I said earlier, with Grace, but this woman here. Man, she's just incredible, man. She's that woman that when you see her, you just want to just talk to her. Not in a, you know, in a bad way of that, you know, male side, but just talk to her. Just want to sit down and say, hey, just to see her smile.
Who
she's like
it?
That type of Jordan Sparks, man.
Jordan Sparks. Look, man. She is such a sleeper, B. Like, I hate she got caught up with dude and got ran through that little ringer with dude. Oh,
yeah.
I've always liked Jordan, man. I've always liked
Jordan.
Yeah, I was
Jordan. Hurt for
I'll her, just
man.
Say
I
that.
I was hurt for her when she was talking about that stuff on TV. I was like, oh, man. And you know, man. I don't want to down him, but he does seem like that player type.
Yeah, you know how that goes. You know how that go. Don't we gonna all pull right. around and couples on court gonna break out in this junk.
Man,
we gonna
what?
Say that for Sunday. We gonna say that
oh,
for
that's,
Sunday.
That's
we gonna say that for Sunday.
People that's listening, you know, we say man, what you know, that's a Memphis thing. Just so y'all don't be like he country, but that's a Memphis thing. And number 10, J.R. Smith, just because I know this man would get down on my clothes, and he would rock the mess out of my clothes, man. I know that's
talking about
sure.
a rebel, man. It don't get much more rebel than J.R. Smith.
Nah, it don't. It don't for sure. He's totally 100% rebel all day. So yeah, that's my top 10, man. Now of course
that's
I won't
dope,
work with
man.
Them anymore, but that's my top. That's my top. Like these 10 people right now, if I got any one of these people right now, bro, I would lose my mind. And
that's
then,
dope.
Of course, I'll be destined to get this next one. So if I even got one of these people right now, before this year is up, I know I will have the other nine before, like...
I think... I just had this vision, brother.
Before 5 months after that. You know what I'm saying?
Check it out. I just had this vision of you working with five of them in the next 6 months.
Mm.
So we're going to claim that, Pimp, because... It can happen, and it's gonna happen just like that, my man.
It totally can happen. That's for
sure. Well, look, brother, we're gonna get into this top five things you love about Memphis, Tennessee, man, and I think you can approach this from another perspective because you've been out here about a year, so you've actually been extracted from Memphis long enough to miss it, I would say. So I'm curious to hear your five things, brother.
Man, my five top things that I would love to say about Memphis. Wow.
Yeah, you know, your five favorite things, man. You know, like, when you think about Memphis, Tennessee, man, what are the five things that come to your mind?
Well, a lot of the things that come to mind actually don't, they're not there anymore. It's a bad thing, but...
I feel that.
Yeah, that's the sad thing I will say about my city. We had so much. I miss Liberty Land. That would have been number one. That would have been
shout out to Mall of
thing,
Memphis, man.
Man, shout out to Mall of Memphis. Oh, my God, dude.
Now, I used to think that was so dope, man.
Oh, yeah, because it was the Mall of Memphis. Now,
you know
I just
skate, skate, the
with,
little ice skate
Southland.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I got
man,
you.
Come on. That was the only place that we could doggone ice skate. That was Memphis, like, monumental spot. Like, for them to close those spots, bro, it was very impactful for the city. But we are talking about things that I love. Man, all right. So, recently when I was there, they have something new. Main event. Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
Main event. I did like that. I will put that in there now. That's one of the things that I like that they have. And it's like laser tag, bowling. And it was something else in there as well. It was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
That was dope.
And they had little games and stuff. So for Memphis to get that, I'm like, okay, great. I hope y'all don't close it. But anyway. top five, man. I guess it'll have to be the FedEx Forum. I mean, that's one of the things we have.
Okay. Deal Street, definitely, man. Definitely
nah,
Deal
nah,
Street.
No, I'm not going to say that, man. I'm not going to say
you
that.
Not new? I am, man. Shout out to Deal Street,
life.
Man.
I love my
I
life.
Got you, Noob. And then that's crazy, man, because I've seen it absolutely go down on Deal Street. And I'm talking about, within 50
it's
feet
like
of the cops. Like, they don't even care.
It's been like that for years. It's been like
it's
that for years. Like,
man.
We know not to go down on Bill. Like, if you go down on Bill, you have to go throughout the week. Do not go on the weekend.
That's funny.
You're likely to
that's
get
funny.
Shot. I'm just being hurt.
That's crazy.
Likely
that
to get shot.
It's crazy,
Memphis
man.
Is up there with Chicago. Memphis is up there with Chicago. For real.
Or you could be injured in a stampede of somebody pulling their pistol, man. That always
man,
happens
yeah.
too, man. When the cat pulled the pistol,
yeah,
everybody just
yeah.
stampeded. Oh,
everybody,
man, come
man.
On.
Striking
that's
out.
Crazy.
You better move out the way or you're getting ran over or you're going to end up fighting because they pushing you. You know what I'm saying? So
look,
fight
man.
Break out even though somebody finna shoot. It's crazy. Memphis is a war zone.
That is
man,
crazy.
Top five. Man, honestly, I think my all time favorite things in Memphis would have to just be generated around my family. So anything that actually would be something that they would do, it would just be with that. Memphis really
that.
Just is about family enrichment. Of course, we would talk about blues. And the only thing is of the blues is about feeling good about yourself and showing love. And that really goes back into family, too. So my top five will just be wrapped around now, man. Because we really don't have that much in the city anymore, and it would just really be me saying things that of the past. I can't really say
but that's
about
cool, though,
right
man.
Now.
You know, you can talk about it.
Yeah, man.
You know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We know how it is.
Sorry,
talking about denim
so
and diamond.
Deep,
you
know
what I'm saying? You well, talking about denim and diamond. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Silver Spoon, man. I miss the Silver Spoon, man. You know what I'm talking about?
I never kicked it in clutch, nope. Never kicked it in clutch.
That's throwback.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's
but look, man, Jersey World Report, right man. We getting our Memphis on, man, with my man Prep Curry. You heard me. Look,
indeed.
We finna get into this Burning Sands now, man. We gonna spend the last little 20 minutes or so, man. We're going to get into this Burning Sands conversation. Now, look, it's crazy, Newt, because I kept seeing everybody talking about Burning Sands. I'm like, what is Burning Sands? So, of course, me and you, we got a chance to watch it. You already saw it before, but it was my first time checking it out. And I didn't finish watching it because, I mean, I get it. I see where it was headed. I mean, I heard the ending was whack. You actually told me about the ending, so, I mean, okay, but I just hate when you got a opportunity to tell a really good story, and then you don't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like I think
right.
it kind of it overemphasized some of the dumbness. You know what I mean? And I think people can't be that stupid. You know what I mean? Like you can't
Man.
Be out in the general public just doing what these
Asian
cats were doing, man. And even
yeah,
in
and
the
they,
situation,
they took it overboard.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, what were your thoughts, brother? I mean, of course, it has some moments in it that I connected with and I was proud of, and had other moments where I was like, eh, they're going a little overboard right there. Would you agree?
Oh yeah. I mean, I really feel like they took a lot of that stuff just extreme. Kicking a guy when he was down. I know I went through the process. I'm going to be 100. I went through whatever I went through, but I never
right.
would have allowed myself to be kicked. That's extreme. Like, nobody is doing that. So the story that they told was just a false story. Some of the things, like you said, yeah, like making them call the older brothers. You supposed to do that? Now, that's true.
Right.
Making them do
right.
little simple things like get you something to eat. Okay, no big deal. But
right.
a lot of that stuff, they, to me, I feel like they blackballed the black fraternities like hard with that. And for someone to say that the producers are Q-dogs, that's blasphemy. Like, what? I can't believe that. I would never believe that someone actually is of Greek Divine Nine that would actually do that and portray that and make that be the thing and allow it to be like I did tell you the end of the story and allowed it to show that boy died and these boys get caught up, so that means that they will never actually be a part of the fraternity. For them to even like let it down play like that to show that people don't know how to pledge you without you dying, come on, man. That No,
yeah.
I didn't like the story at all. It really irritated me. Like you said, some of the things, I felt it. It was cool. But most of that stuff, no, I didn't like it at all, man. I didn't.
Yeah.
And showing the girl in the bedroom, I mean, and on the dorms, for them to do that stuff in the dorms, come on, man. It was too much. It was too much.
Yeah.
I really hope this podcast gets to the producers. You did too much.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, the paddling scenes, you know what I'm saying, where cats were just, like, just swinging to exhaustion, just like, no, nah, come on, man. Nobody's doing all that. And if you are,
then
you're stupid, and then you deserve to get suspended anyway. I mean, my thing about it kind of portrays that, you know, unselfish acts were punishable, and that's what I didn't like. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, when you're in that situation, you're pledging. It's supposed to make you think fast. Because heat plus concentration equals performance. And that is
Indeed.
The whole thing behind it. It's not about just, you know, kicking somebody's behind just to be kicking somebody's behind. You know, I think that they missed that point of it, because we know if you're out there and you're not spitting your history, you know what I'm saying? You're getting smacked upside the head. You're under fire,
right.
You know what I mean? And you got to perform
right.
under those situations. So in that situation, you get it. You know what I mean? You understand you're going to take some wood because everybody takes wood. You know what I mean? It's no big deal. At least you would think it's no big deal, you know, because you cannot just expect someone to love something if they don't earn it, if they don't go through something for it. So there are a
Indeed.
Lot of different things that you can do to pledge someone, and it doesn't even involve you putting a hand on them. So I think
Indeed.
That is some of the stuff that they missed. You know what I mean? I'm not going to rewrite it because I'm not going to put my ideas out there for somebody else to jack, but I've got some ideas about how to really portray that if they want to portray the pledging experience from start to finish. You're going to call something burning sands, and to not even allow those kids to cross the burning sands, I thought it was stupid, man. I thought it was really ridiculous.
Man.
So, wow. I mean, it was a lot that they could have done, man, to really I mean, shed the same light that they wanted to shed on pledging, because it was kind of a mix of stuff that used to happen when cats were above ground and mm-hmm. like some underground stuff. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. if you're going to go all mm-hmm. the way underground with it, if you're going to go school days with it and show how cats was pledging in the 80s, do that. That would be dope.
Right.
That would be fantastic. Right. I'd love to see that. Like a real depiction.
But they were
we know it happened.
They were wild.
It was crazy.
Walking around the campus with the hoods on.
No discretion. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
None whatsoever,
like
bro.
It was nuts. It was nuts. But look, man, we got a call on the line, man. So we definitely want to show them some love, man. It's a Memphis number, man. We're going to see what's popping, man. 901-634, you on the line. What's good?
Nothing much, Hoop.
My man, what's good, baby? Talk to me.
You already know it. Sitting up here at the workhouse.
My man. That is my spectacular, fantastic four club, Van Jones, checking in on the Jersey World Report. Look, I mean, did you check out Bernie Sanders? Did you want
to
talk about it?
I mean, this weekend, Noob.
Got you. Very interesting, Noob. I mean... There are certain things in there you'll be like, yeah, you know, you're going to be like, yeah, okay, I remember that. You're going to chuckle at certain things. Other things you're going to be like, yeah, I don't know about that. You know what I mean? It's just crazy, man, how they really took a good thing and they really screwed it up, man. It could have been something special.
Well, it wasn't beneficial at all. It was just...
None whatsoever.
I don't think so. I don't think it was beneficial, man. If shedding a negative light on pledging is what they were trying to do, then they hit a home run. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Because this of course is some of the worst situations that can occur. You know, for one, somebody dying online for you know, the other thing was, you know, these cats is getting just the pure hell beat out of them for nothing, it seemed like. Because this is what we were talking about, man. Now, I don't know how much of the conversation you heard, brother, but, you know, when we were getting smacked upside the head, it wasn't just for the hell of it. It was like if we screwed up. You know what I mean?
Right.
If we weren't spitting that knowledge precisely. You know what I mean? Everything had to be fine-tuned. You know what I mean? That's what drew the fire. But for this cat to just be kicking dudes in the ribs and just doing a bunch of stupid stuff, it was like, okay, what is that all about? Like, it didn't really give purpose to why it was occurring. And I think that's what was missed throughout the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
What you think,
Bill? Oh, yeah, most definitely. They took this beautiful thing, which is supposed to be breaking a man down to make him a better person. They took that beautiful thing and actually created it to be just in a person, I mean, something that you can just die from. Why would you paint that picture?
Man. It's crazy, man. Now, Noob, I think about this, right? Go ahead, Noob.
Who directed this film?
I don't even know, Noob. I've got to do my homework and check it out, man. Like, my thing is, man, when I think about our relationship and what we went through about 20 years ago, shout out to Spring 97, man, and all my fans at the podcast that the ears that's falling on their ears. You know what I'm saying? Much love, man. Noob, I can't believe it, man. 20 years, huh?
Yep, and a couple more weeks.
That's dope. That's dope.
Man.
But what I was saying, brother, like just remembering that time and how special it was and what we became. We went from about 17 people that first damn night to 5. You know what I'm saying? And once we locked in, once them last two fell off and it was just us 5, it was just us 5, man. And we was pushing through. And the Noobs was going to have to cross us. And that's the attitude we took. I mean, up to the buzzer, baby, up to the final horn. You know what I'm saying? You get that call like, hey, let's go. It's go time.
Right.
And they didn't see that, man. Like, for it to be called Bernie Sanders and for them not to even show, like, I'm not even against showing some of the process. I mean, people know we crossed Bernie Sanders. Okay, that's no big deal. I'm not going to be offended if I see people reenacting them crossing the sands. Hell, they did everything else in the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
They showed the frats running the chick. You know what I'm saying? Like they bought
man,
that
they showed
life, you
them
know what I'm
eating
saying?
Food. They showed them doing some of everything. It was some foolish
wow.
stuff in that. It was foolish.
It was wild.
It was
now.
Really foolish.
It was wild. It was wild. Now, Nuke,
really
I know you got in last, man, and we talking this Burning Sands thing, man. But since we talking Memphis, man, we were talking the top five things you love about Memphis, man. I love to hear yours, Mr. Jones.
The top five things.
Top five things you love about your city of Memphis.
That's
yes.
a hard question.
Huh? Nuke, it could be stuff that don't even exist no more. You know what I'm saying? Because Prep was having an issue with that. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to keep it relevant. You know to what's going on now, but it could be whatever. Nuke. It could be, you know, Prince on the Hill. It would be whatever, Nuke.
Well, you know, my number one, the family.
Yeah, for sure.
You know that. Family.
That's what Luke said.
You know, not just my immediate family, but my church family. You know, working with my sister, working closely with her in her ministry. Those two things are like it for me. But everything else, you know, I be on some other stuff. So,
I got
you. Know.
I got you. I feel you. You know, you're so low key, man. My folk club so smooth, baby. What you say, dude?
Not a lot. It was here, but it is. If you just gotta get with the right environment, the right group of people, and that's what I was telling my wife about. Like, you need to kind of move around, like check out some of them St. Jude Gallup things, that kind of stuff. So, but you know, it's stuff to do. It's just about where your mindset at and what you want to accomplish.
That's true. That's true, man. Jersey World Report, man. We breaking it down, man. We got about 8 minutes left in the show. Prep Curry is my special guest for the evening, man.
Prep,
I got my folk club, man, Jones, hanging out with me. You know what I'm saying? We getting it in, man. Yo to the Noobs, man. Yo to Spring 97,
yo,
man.
Yo.
Noobs, get them up.
Yo.
We getting it in, baby. 20 years, baby. I can't believe it. Noob, when you think about 20 years, Noob, like, I think back to that first night and... I was telling Prep this the other night, man. Rich Dollars was actually at our first night, and it's just funny how that happens, right? Now, I think the film would have been served very well to show these guys' first night. The movie kind of breaks in with them 3 weeks into the process, and they kind of, you know, go on the session and blah, blah, blah. So I think the movie would have been best served to show them cats at the interest meeting. Then they show them at their first night, and then they show them going through that particular process. You know what I'm saying? So, what's going on in the background, Noob? You got a cold three on the third floor?
No, I'm good.
I got you. I heard a little noise. I'm trying to make sure everything's good, baby.
I got you,
big Noob. No, that's good though, man. Like I'm just, man. I'm just elated, man, to be on air right now, man. I'm really tripping, man. But no, let's talk Walking Dead, man. We got a few minutes to talk Walking Dead. Let's talk this last episode, man. No, look,
Noob,
you didn't see
you
last
too much.
No, I'm behind.
Noob works.
I gotta go. I gotta get on Netflix. I'm behind. Seriously,
I got you.
You said Netflix.
Well,
two
seasons. Oh no.
I'm behind, man. Two seasons.
Okay. I got
I'm
you.
Last thing I seen, they was leaving. He went back to that town where they was trying to. That dude had the little barricaded town that. And they was trying to find safety in there, and then stuff went crazy in there. That was about, what, three seasons ago?
Man, I know you talking about Alexandria. That was a long time ago.
Right.
That was three seasons. You are way behind. Yeah, it might be like four seasons ago.
We gonna stay that conversation there, Noob. You do, big Noob. You do. See, you gonna have to get you some binging in, man, and gonna catch up, man.
I am, man.
But look, man, But look, I'll just talk around it. I'm not gonna give anything away, but I really love this episode, man, because I love the little tidbits they gave you. Like, if Morgan doesn't go back and he doesn't kick that thing, he doesn't see that melon, and he's not able to put that all together. You know what I mean? So it's crazy that it's crazy how everything was like a puzzle piece, and at the end it all came together. And when Morgan spit what dude had said to him exactly to the saviors, I was like, okay, game on. Game on. I like that type of Morgan. I like when Morgan's aggressive like that. A lot of people are giving Morgan flat. And shout out to our Walkers Anonymous group on Facebook too, man. I got to add you, Big Noob. I got to add you to that group, man. They be going ham in that piece. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I like Morgan, man. I like Morgan in this mindset, man. And look, we had another caller sneak in the back door, man. 786, we're going to get them in on the line right quick, man. See what's on their mind. What's good, 786?
Hey, what's good, man? 786. How
you doing? My man, just be way. What's up, Kevin?
Yeah, man. Everything good. I thought I was going to lock in with you when I had a chance.
My man, I appreciate it, brother. So look, man, you saw Bernie Sanders. You thought it was a pretty good movie, man. What did you like about it?
Oh man, it's real. The reality, man, it was what's the word I'm looking for? Extreme.
Yeah,
but
it was
real,
extreme.
Man. You know, it go down like that.
Yeah, I guess in some instances it does, and those are the people that you hear about getting suspended and all of that old stupid stuff. Like, you got to be smart, man. And when you got three people on the line right now that have gone through, you know, similar circumstances, if you will, you know what it's all about. And I think that particular movie, it kind of missed the bus on driving that point home. You know what I mean? Like, all
right,
you guys
right,
saw
right.
were people getting thrashed. These guys is getting thrashed for no reason. Like, what are they getting thrashed for? You know, the cat gets down and tries to protect his line, brother. They kick him off line. It's like, what the hell are they trying to show? So,
yeah,
I think the movie is
too much.
Yeah, you know, the movie's cool in that regard, but as far as how real it is, but I think they overstepped certain boundaries, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's all
yeah,
good,
man.
I appreciate you calling in. Go ahead, fam.
No problem. I think it was kind of a view of the few fraternities that do take it overboard, because it does happen. I know
yeah,
in my yard,
yeah,
a few fraternities got suspended off the yard and stuff like that.
I got you.
I think it was like a zoom in on that, you know, on that particular case. You know, you hear about it at different schools anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
no doubt. Well, B-Wade, man. Look, we got about a minute to go, man. We definitely appreciate you calling in, man. Appreciate getting you in there, man. Jones, you already know how we get down, Big Noob. I'm going to be hollering at you in a minute, in
What's
a
up?
Whole minute. Much love, What's baby. Up? Much love. Jersey World Report, man. We are signing out, man. Prep, I appreciate you hanging out with me, man, for 60
no doubt,
minutes,
no doubt.
Man. We ran the week. You know what I'm saying? You did it
no
well.
Doubt.
We got to do it again, my
appreciate
friend.
Appreciate you, brother.
No, it's all good, man. You want to let the people know where they can follow you one more time, my brother?
Oh, yeah, one more time. Prep_Curry on Instagram, as well as Prepared Fashion on Instagram. And on Facebook is Prep Curry. Prep Curry on everything. Just follow me. You're going to like it.
That's it, man. Prep Curry everything, baby. Matter of fact, I'm finna go in this joint right now. I'm finna warm up some leftover curry chicken. You feel me? It's going down, man. Jersey World Report, man. We out this piece. Hey, man, like everybody broke off the line, man. I got like 30 seconds left. I'm tripping, man. Look, we appreciate you guys following us, man, on Instagram, on Twitter. Couples on Court, man. We taking this thing over, man. Jersey World Report, man. We back, man. We back. Much love. We out.